Today's daf is daf Pei Gimel. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud. Choyle ma'achilen oisei al pibikin. Let's go back to the Mishnah just for a short second, because understanding the Mishnah will give us a full understanding of the Gemara. It's back on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, second line of the Mishnah. It said Choyle ma'achilen oisei al pibikin. Chas v'shalom, someone who is crank, who is sick, and it's Yom Kippur. Bikiyan paskin that he needs to eat. Who are Bikiyan, Dr. Rashi? Al pishnei roifim. If you have two doctors, it's what we call today, you get a second opinion. You get two doctors. Both of them certify that he needs to eat. Machin ois al pi Bikiyan. The main show Bikiyan, what happens if you don't have any doctors? Machin ois ad shetoshiv. Machin ois al pi atzme ad shiyem adai. Then you machal al pi atzme. So therefore, our Mishnah said, two halachas. Halacha number one, if you have two doctors, you ask two doctors. Remember, two doctors. If you don't have two doctors, you ask the choyle himself. That's the halacha of the Mishnah. Comes again Rabbi Yannai on Pei Gimel Omer Aleph, and Rabbi Yannai tells us two halachas. Omer Rabbi Yannai, one second, Rabbi Cohen, I'll get back to you. Omer Rabbi Yannai, choyle oime tzarech, veroife oime eine tzarech. What happens if you have a dispute between the choyle and the roife? The choyle says, I must eat. It's bikuach nefesh, chas v'sholem, I'm not going to live. The roife says, nah, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's a little, he has one of these delusions. But he really, he doesn't need to eat. Shoyim le choyle, you listen to the choyle, you don't listen to the doctor. My taima, leiv yodei amores nafshoy. The guy himself knows better than the doctor if he is bikuach nefesh or not. And the choyle says he has to eat. Now the same roife kim leitvei. After all, the roife, the doctor, went to 7 years of medical school and 3 years of apprenticeship. And even a resident, met an intern, met a dos, met a yant. He's seen 1,000 patients in one day, perhaps in 1 hour. And zutnuchdav der roife, er weiß klar, he doesn't eat. I would think the roife knows what he's talking about. Kamash malon, we believe the choyle if he says that it's pikuach nefesh. Now, what about the other? Forget. The doctor says he needs to eat. So now, the choyle should know if he says he doesn't need to eat. Show him the roife, listen to the doctor. My taima, tunva hu denokile. Rashi says tunva means ashtus. Well, in other words, because this person is so sick, he may be delirious. He thinks he doesn't need to eat, but the doctor says, I'm telling you, he needs to eat. Because unfortunately, Yom Kippur, but Lamaisa, he needs to eat. It's because Nefesh, we listen to the doctor. So what does Rabbi Yannai tell us? Rabbi Yannai tells us two halachas. Halacha number one, in both cases, there is a dispute between the chole and the roife. In the first case, the choyle says, I need to eat. The roife says, you don't need to eat. You listen to the choyle. In the second case, it says, if the roife says he needs to eat, and the choyle said, I don't, you listen to the roife. But isn't it interesting? We talk about listening to the choyle himself, or listening to the roife. Tanan, let's go back to the Mishnah of yesterday. Choyle machilen oisei al pi bekiyin says in the Mishnah that if you have two doctors, then you give them to eat. It's a chmashm al pi bekiyin in. In other words, two al pi atzmei loy. But just based on his say so, no. More al pi bekiyin in dafka two doctors al pi bebaki yechad loy, but not one doctor. And here Rabbi Yannai says we listen to the choyle himself and we listen to one doctor. When our Mishnah says you have to listen to two doctors, the only time you don't listen to two doctors, if there are no doctors in the house, you say, doctor, there's no doctor, then you listen to him. But otherwise, you have to have two doctors. And Rabbi Yannai says, no. You listen to the choyle himself, even though there's a doctor, and you listen to one doctor. You don't need two doctors. Is the choyle tzvai kashis on Rabbi Yannai? Everything ma'achem ma'yiskinan. When the Mishnah said at the outset that we listen to the two doctors, I'm sorry? The Mishnah, when it said that we listen to the two doctors, they're talking about the Omer Loi Tzarichna. He says, I don't need to eat. I Loi Tzarich, ich dafnish. Since he says, I don't need to eat, if you have two roifim, then he has to eat, even though he says, I don't need to eat. Frank Timora, it's still shver from Rabbi Yannai. Because Rabbi Yannai said, even if you have only one doctor that says he needs to eat, you don't listen to the choyle. Is v'lifle al pi baki? Let's just give it based on one baki. What do you have to have? Two bikim. Is the chvay tishver on Rabbi Yanai? Aha, you have the choyle. The choyle says, Dr. Dreyman Ishkakob, I don't need to eat, I'm not eating. And not only that, my brother is here. And what does the brother say? The brother has absolutely no medical experience, no medical doctorate, but he also said, nah, I know my brother for many years. He didn't need to eat yesterday, didn't need to eat last week, he doesn't need to eat today. He also says, Leitzer. Dr. Mishnah, even though you have to the choyle and his brother, if you have two doctors, we listen to the two doctors, we don't listen to he and his brother. You have two against two. If they have two against two, who am I going to listen to? Regardless who they happen to be, whether they're doctors, lawyers, Indian chief. But if you have two people that say he needs to eat, not that he had only brought one brother, he had two brothers. Maybe even 12 brothers and 3 cousins. He had a ganze oilem, all saying the amiloi tzarech. Nevertheless, we listened to the two doctors. Zokti Yomara, what's the chiddush? The avel gav the umar of safra trei kemeya umeyet kitrei. Hanimilinyan edus. When it comes to edus, what happens if you have two edim that say Yankel stole from Beryl, and then you have 100 edim that say he didn't steal from Beryl? So normally you say, well, this is 100, this is 2. But when it comes to Hilchas Eidus, Trei, Kemeh, Kemeh, Ketrei, 2 is like 100, 100 is like 2, they are now shokel. It's totally neutral, you don't have Roiv Deis, rather, 2 is exactly the same as 100. Now, in your Umdana, if you're talking about, for instance, appraisals, take for instance this table, you have two people that say this table is worth $10. Then you have 5 people that say the table is worth $15. So you're going to go and say, well, trey kemei, mei ketrei, it's all the same. No, 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 no. By umdana you go basa roiv deis. If 5 people say it's $15, and 3 people or 4 people say it's worth $10, you follow the people that say $15. So we see when it comes to umdana, to halachic issues. But appraisal issues, we listen to roiv deis. So maybe the same thing is lagabi here too. When you have 5 people, 20 people, saying that Yankel doesn't need to eat, why not? Because he doesn't need it, he looks fine, he looks good. And you have 2 doctors that say he doesn't need to eat, so I would go and say, Zuchan umdana. If it's an umdana, this is not an edus situation. We're not testifying, there's no testimony of it. So therefore we should listen to the 5 people, the 20 people that all say he doesn't need to eat. Zorkti Mora, Bahani Mila, that Rav Safra said that you go by umdana basa deis. That's the Inyan Umdana. Umdana means the Gabi Umdana Dimamoina. Appraisals of money. You figure these 5 or 10 people, they understand the market better. They know tables like this are $15 and not $10. Abel Hocha Seven Nefarshis. So when you have the Seven Nefarshis, you don't look at 5 to 2, 20 to 2, 100 to 2. You have 2 doctors that say that he is Chas Shalom sick and he needs to eat. You follow the 2 doctors. Yes, what do you want, Ben?
Is there a requirement that the doctors be Jewish or even a non-Jewish doctor?
Chweisish, I don't know. Mishnah doesn't address it, Gemara doesn't address it, basically.
What difference does it make?
Yeah. Wait,
no.
Yes.
When it comes to these things, it makes no difference.
You answered, you said, Bikuach Nefesh.
Bikuach Nefesh, yes.
So anyone who has that Nefesh arrived, there's a story with the Rav, he was in the bed, and they got way for the... Chaim Vriska asked the doctor, the Goyisha doctor, do you need more light, about increasing the light? So his son, Risha, said, what Shabbos? So he said, well, yeah, Moritz, whatever it is. So I think the Pliska Dayan increased the light. Because of Pekuach Nefesh.
Aha, okay.
I sat with my brother Rosholim in a lecture by the Orthodox Jewish scientist that Moshe Feinstein lectured, and Rabbi Tendler was there, and my brother got up and asked a question about in psychology, if you have different days, what should you do? Would some may be Kneged Halach or Kneged Torah? He says, go after Reiv Reifim. He didn't say Jewish doctors, he said, go after Reiv Reifim.
Ah, okay, very good. Shkoyach.
It was Kneged Halacha, you understand? He says, go after Reiv Reifim.
I said, I'm sure Moshe didn't go Kneged Halacha.
That's what it says.
Shkoyach, for instance.
Especially when it comes to Koch Nefesh, you always mach.
No, but he said, go after Reiv Reifim, even though you had Jewish, non-Jewish doctors.
No, that's no, there's no word Jews here.
That's my question, is
the
Kiev, is it?
No.
It's like
I heard from the Lubavitch Rebbe these words. He says, the Revelma said, that you don't ask if a doctor is Shem Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
If a doctor is Shem Shabbos, it's not Mala and it's not Moided.
Aha.
Kach Shemati, my own ears from the Rebbe.
I see. Okay.
He said he quoted a Velvula for that.
I see. Very good.
At least it's not negative.
Let's continue on. So we've been poishu. We asked Akasha on Rabbiane. What was the Akasha on Rabbiane? Rabbiane says, well, even listen to one doctor. We listen to the Chayla Atzmai. I, from a Mishitz Masha, you listen to only to two doctors. Zokti Gemara says, Rabbiane, our Mishitz talking about in the case where the Chayla says, I don't need to eat. And the Chayla had with him 20 other people that all say he doesn't need to eat. And you have two doctors that say he does need to eat. You follow the two doctors, you don't follow the 20 people. You don't go busa roi deis, because you go lehokel, it's something, the fashas lehokel, you gotta be mekel, this guy should be able to eat. Freitimara, you're telling me pshat in the Mishnah is talking about that the Chayla says, I don't need to eat. From the Tani Sefer, let's continue on the Sefer of our Mishnah. Vim ein sham bikin. What happens if there are no doctors? Machin oisei al pi atzmai. What means al pi atzmai? That the person says, I do need to eat. Because if he says, I don't need to eat, and there are no doctors in the house, so then he won't eat. It must be that he's saying, I want to eat. It's machin al pi atzmai. And if the Sefer is talking about that he says, I need to eat, machal duration also the amat tzarech. Because after all, the Mishnah doesn't distinguish between tzarech ve'ein tzarech. The Mishnah distinguishes between if there are doctors, if there are no doctors. It's the Chumash that we're talking about one case. So therefore, the Reisha must also be talking that he's saying, tzarech, I need to eat. And the Mishnah is telling you that even though he says, I need to eat, we wait until we have two doctors. It's a king and Rabbi Anai. Because Rabbi Anai says that we listen to the Chayla himself, Lev Yedea Moris Nafshay, or we listen to one doctor. And our Mishnah says we don't listen to him. We don't listen to one doctor. You got to have two doctors. You have to amend the Mishnah slightly, and you have to start the Mishnah again. When the Mishnah says at the beginning, we listen to two doctors, the medvar mamurim di oma loy tzarech ani, like Rabbi Yanai said pshat in the Mishnah, he says, I don't need, forget about it, today is Yom Kippur, I'm not eating. But two doctors says he must eat, because nebach is a choyle mesukar. So then, yes, he eats. Aval, what happens oma tzarech ani? What happens if he says, I need to eat, and ein sham bekiyin trei el chad the omer loy tzarich. He says, I need to eat. And you don't have two doctors. You only have one doctor. And what does that doctor say? Hey, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Loy tzarich, he doesn't need to eat. Machin oisei al pi atzmoi. Then we allow him to eat. Like Rabbi Yanai said, that even though the choyle says one thing and the doctor says the other thing, if the choyle says, I need to eat, the doctor can stand on his head. Lev Yedea Moris Nafshei, we believe him, and we don't follow what the doctor says. That's how Rabbi Yanai interprets our Mishnah. Now, Mar Baravashi agrees in general to our Mishnah, but he throws in one additional wrinkle. Mar Baravashi Omar. He says, that we said in the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Davka, when he says, Tzorachani, and then if you have two people, let's analyze the Mishnah the way Rabbi Yanai just learned now. Rabbi Yanai said, starting again in the middle of line 4. Avul omat tzarechani. If he himself says, I need to eat. Ein sham bekiyin trei. We don't have two doctors. We only have one doctor that says, loy tzarech. Then machin ois al piyatzme. Then we give him to eat. It is achmashma, the way Rabbi Yanai is learning. What happens if, in fact, there were two doctors? He said, tzarechani, I need to eat. And two doctors say, we're willing to go and sign a certificate. Chas v'shalom, nishka, a death certificate. We're willing to sign a certificate that he does not need. We won't sign now, it's Yom Kippur. We'll wait until tonight. But we're willing to go and testify he does not need to eat. It's a chmashma from our Gemara that Rabbi Yanai holds, if he doesn't need to eat, then we'd follow the two doctors. Because that's how he learns. So, omar tzarechani, ein sham biki and trei, if we don't have two, we only have one, then machin oisei al piyatzma. It is a chmashma that if we had two doctors, we would not be machil. We would not allow him to eat. We would believe the two doctors against him. If the Chayla himself says, I need to eat, even if you have 100 doctors, each one of them has 3 degrees and 4 certificates, we do not listen to the doctors, we listen to the Chayla. That's of course different than Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said only if you have one doctor you listen to the Chayla, but it's mash if you had two or more you ignore the Chayla. Says Ma'abar Vashi, no, you always follow the Chayla. So now let's go back to our Mishnah. If there are no doctors in the house, then you machal al piatzmoy izach mashva tama the leka bikim, because there are no doctors. But if there were doctors, loy, then we would not be machal al piatzmoy, not like Mar Bravashi. Mar Bravashi says even if there are 100 doctors, why does our Mishnah say dafka im ein sham bikim? If there are, even if there are bikim, we should be machal al piatzmoy. When do we say that when he said loy tzarech ani? Going back on the reish of the Mishnah. When do I say in the reish of the Mishnah that we follow the two doctors? The omar loy tzarech ani, I don't need to eat. The two doctors say he does need to eat. We're machel. We make sure he eats. But if he says I need to eat, ein sham bekiyin klal. What means ein sham bekiyin klal? The way we understood it until now was, if you don't have two doctors, then you listen to him. But if you have two doctors, you don't listen to him. Says Mar Bravashi, no, no. When it says in the Mishnah, ein sham bekiyin means that there is no bekiyus. We don't listen to their grois mumchius, even though they had 25 years of medical experience and medical training and medical knowledge and that. We don't listen to them. We listen to the cholim. So therefore, the lashon of im ein sham bekiyin means you look at the doctor and you say, "Er is nishka doctor to paskin this shaila." Because when it comes to shaila to pikuach nefesh, we listen to machin oisei al piatzmoy shenemar lev yedeya moris nafshoy. So the lashon of the Mishnah, when it says ein sham bekiyin, means their bekiyus is worthless for this purpose. For this purpose, we listen to the choyla. We don't listen to them, notwithstanding their great medical training and understanding. And that's the finish of the discussion, and we're about to embark on a new Mishnah.
It reminds me of before, when a woman says, "I must eat this,"
yeah,
when she's pregnant. You can't ask a doctor. The woman knows that she has to eat this.
She says, "I'm not going to eat."
There's something else.
Nefesh, how could you listen to it?
You know, if the guy says, "I don't want to eat," you listen to the doctors. Mm-hmm. But if he says, "I must eat," he feels it today. And this?
He knows his own physical situation better than the doctors. We trust him.
He
don't
feels
trust
that he's losing his life here.
Chas v'shalom, exactly. Zokta Mishnah Vayita. Misha Ochzoi Bulmus. A person who got the choyli called Bulmus. What is the choyli of Bulmus? Zokt Rashi. Look, Rashi is close to the last little of the narrow lines, 5 lines, 10 lines before the wide lines. Misha Ochsi Bulmus, Choyli, who oiches machmas ra'ovein. Rachman Litzlan, a person is starving. He has such hunger, the Nebuch a choyli to ungechapt. He's Nebuch full of hunger to the extent that ain of kehois, Nebuch, his eyes, his vision is dimming because he has no nutrition, no nourishment, no food in his system. V'umesukin lomos, chas v'sholom, this person is besakona mamish. U'kisham reisei, choizeres, when his vision returns, piyadush nesrafei. Then I know that the person, Baruch Hashem, had a refuah. But until that point, I'm afraid, chas v'sholom, this person may die. This bulmus is mamish b'kuach nefesh asakona gedele. So what's the halacha? Zok the Mishnah. Misha achse bulmus. This is such a sakana. Machin oise afilu dvorim tmei. Avad and avad, if you have kosher tzigim, avad you give him kosher. But if the only thing which is available is dvorim tmeim, you feed him dvorim tmeim. Achi ura enov, until his eyes light up again, meaning that his vision is restored. But until that point, chas v'sholom is mesukim. And similarly, what happens if Misha Noshchoi Kelev Shoita? Kelev Shoita is what we would say, that the dog has rabies, and therefore the dog is wild, and Chas v'Shalom has poison, and the person who called Cholita could die. So now, in the good old times, they had an antidote, they had a refuah. What was a refuah? They used to give him a chatzar kovet shaloi, meaning they would go and kill the dog, even today they kill a dog that has rabies, but then they would go and take out the chatzar kovet. Kovet, of course, means the liver. Chatzar l'choyre means the liver cavity. However, the art scroll says the liver lobe, whatever that is, part of the liver. And they would give him that as an antidote, which is probably similar to the whole Indian of the vaccines, where they give an antibody before, ashtikl fin the choyla, and then the body develops antibody. But here they're doing the antibodies after the fact, not before the fact. It's not a vaccine. He's already gotten Nebuch the dog bite from the rabies, so you give him apsabisl fin the chotze kovet shaloi, and that l'choyre in the good old days was considered to be a remedy. Tanakhama says, That's wives' tales. This is Gordish. This is a quack doctor. This is Gordish McGordish. Mishinosha Kelev Shoite. Ain Machir Uisbek Hatzar Kovit Shulai. Why not? Zoktech Rashi. Because. Give a kick to Rashi. Four lines before the end. Before the wide lines. Afal Pishame Hagim Aroifim Refuazu. Even though the standard remedy, you go to a doctor, he gives you this refuah of the Hatzar Kovit Shulai. Ain refuah Gemura. This is Gordish. This is no Angeret. This is no psychological. This is not the real refuah. If this was a proven remedy, avada mikoch nefesh. But this whole proven remedy is going to, it's never, the last 100 cases it hasn't worked. So even though the doctors give it, that's the only thing they have. They don't have any other magic tricks in their hats. So that's what they give him. Mice, it doesn't work, and therefore avadi now let it go and give him basa tamei from an animal, behemoth tamei.
We're talking about the whole year now, right?
Yeah, anytime, yeah.
Why would they recommend it if they knew that it doesn't have any effect?
Why would the doctors recommend it? I don't know.
Give you something.
Afraid the doctors.
Why does he recommend it? Because it's a double word.
The rabbi.
And Ramasi ben Chorosh, however, matir.
By the way, many doctors used to give antibiotics for viruses.
Uh-huh.
And the reason is psychology.
Uh-huh.
I have to give you something.
Oh. Very good. Reb Masih ben Choras Matir. Look at the last Rashi of the Mishnah. Reb Masih ben Choras Matir Zok Rashi. So there's a machloikis between the Tanoim whether or not this Chatzar Kovet Shaloi, whether this works or it doesn't work. The Tanakhama says it doesn't work. Don't bother, and therefore Chas V'Shalom, don't give him to eat from Busa Bahaimat Tamaya. So Masih ben Choras, no, it does work. It does work. About it. I give it because it's mamish pikuach nefesh. Now the
Masufik, you give?
Yeah, 100%. Yet Zok the Mishnah Vayit, the Oydamar Masih ben Choras, Hachoishish begroini, someone that has a big problem with his throat, Yechvais, he has, what the children have, what are those things in the children? Strep throat, Otazai. Then Matilin, Luis Sambatech Pid Beshabbos. You're allowed to go and give him even all types of medicines on Shabbos, even though Shabbos normally is a problem giving medicines. Neshu, Suffing the Foshes, Achmamish, because Nabish, strep throat. Suffing the Foshes, Doyuches, Shabbos. This what happens if Chas V'Shalom someone is next to a building, the building has a building collapse. Safik usham, safik enusham. It's not that I know for sure that he's there. It's what we call a safik bikuch nefesh, because it's possible that this person ran out a minute before and he never was under the building collapse. I don't know. Konzain yo, konzain ish. Safik chai, safik meis. If he's under the collapse, maybe he's still alive. Maybe he's not. Safik usi, safik yisrael. I don't even know if it's a goy tzayit. In all cases, even though the likelihood that there's a Jew in this collapse may be very, very small, because you have a triple svek, svek, svek over here. One hand, number one, he might not even be there. Number two, even if he's there, he may be alive and kicking. Number three, even if he's there, it might even be a goy. Nevertheless, wul halach in mafakan olav zagal, you're allowed to go and remove the building collapse and move as much as you can. And what happens, Matsu Chai, if you find that he's alive, Mefakhan, you continue removing all of the debris and trying to free him, the mace, but if you find Chas V'Shalom that he already passed away, then there's no purpose in being metalkal anymore. Leave him, and then Matsu Shabbos, you'll go and take care of whatever you have to take care of.
You're allowed to.
And the reason is because the whole heter is because
Mishameva.
Okay, so he says that you're not supposed.
Okay, so you do whatever you want. You speak to a competent Orthodox rabbi.
Yeah, well, no, a doctor has to talk to you. We don't do it for the goyim, they won't do it for you.
Whatever it is,
and we continue on with more. It's Tanu
Rabbanan. What is there? Removing the? It's not being social. I'm not living us. Why is there this, sir?
At the very, very least, it happens to be muktzah, because right. This is all noilet. It all fell down. That's like any time you have a right. Shevakli on Shabbos Yom. At the very least.
It could be like he's building a hole there. So
yeah, it could be more. Maybe the Gemara will go into it in greater depth tomorrow or on Shabbos.
Maybe this goes going to be
right. You have a long daf to go, but the rest of the daf is very simple. Okay, so Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Minayno Yoidim Sheirub Einav. We said in the beginning of the Mishnah, a person achsei bulmus. Unfortunately, his vision begins to dim. He's bikuach nefesh. Ad she'oiru einav, until you see that his vision is returned, restored. So Dr. Mishnah, Dr. Bryce, Minayno Yoidim Sheirub Einav. How can you go and tell if his vision is restored? Mishiavchen ben toivlera. If he can go and tell the difference between good and bad. Omer Abaya uvetaima. Taima explains Rashi means if he can be toyim the difference between agut gishmak machel, or if he could tell that it's a little bit off or it's not so gishmak. So therefore, the Bryce is doing is, and what Abaya is doing is, it's expanding our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that as a result of bulmus, the person, his vision begins to dim. What the Gemara is telling us is it's not only that sense, as we know, everybody has five senses. His sense of taste and other senses also begin to dim. When I see that his sense of taste has been restored, and for the first time in 3 months he says, oh, does a gishmak a piece of kegel, or a gishmak a chalent, then he says, oh, advice for Seret. Unless it's takanish is a gishmak, and then he doesn't know what he's talking about. So the point is, if he knows in bimavchen, then you know he's back to normal, Baruch Hashem. Tana Rabban, Misha Ochse Bulmas. Person never has this Bulmas, where the Mishnah said, Machilin Oisei Afilid Dvorim Tmeim, Jok de Breise. Machilin Oisei Hakal Hakal. We try to minimize the Isser that we feed him. So, Lemoshel, if you have Tevel and you have Nevela, then now, I would go and say Tevel Nevela, you'd rather give him Tevel, because Tevel, after all, is something which grows from the ground, and Tevel, you know, it's with Tvua. Okay, they didn't give Tvua some mice, but you know, like Nevela means Chazarai. They didn't check it, who knows, from a horse, from a dose. No, you'd rather give him Nevela, Machina said Nevela. What's the reason why? Because Nevela is only an Isser Lab on which you get Malkus. Not only, it's a big Isser Lab, it's a Malkus. But Tevel Chazar Shalom Mephi, Tevel is Misa Bidei Shemoyim. Oh, there's a Misa Masa. So Misa obviously is worse than Malkus, and therefore we rather have him take the Nevela than the Tevel.
You can be
mafresh the truma semaisis.
One little grain, you can say it's matukah.
And so, what's your question? So, therefore, why wasn't they masakin it?
It's so simple.
So, wait for another minute or two, and the Gemara will address your shaylas. So, that was tevel and nevela. What happens? Tevel ushvias. What's better? Give him shvias is better. Why shvias is better? Says Rashi, because although you're not supposed to eat shmita products after the zman biur, you're supposed to be kol lechayim in a soda, kol behemim in a bayis. You're supposed to take it out into the field and be mafkarit, not supposed to go and take it for yourself. However, it's only an asay, says Rashi. It's not even a lab. It's very important asay for sure, but nevertheless, it's not a lab. Therefore, if you have tevel shvias, rather give him shmita products. Now, if you have tevel utruma, now you get a machloikis tanoi. That's a machloikis tanoi. And now we're going to touch on the shailis of Bari. The study we learned in the Braisa. Machilin oisei tevel, vein machilin oisei truma. You have nebuch a person who has bulmus. You have two piles in front of you. One pile is tevel, and the other pile is truma. Rather give him to eat tevel, says the Tanakam. Bet teima oimer, truma veloi tevel. Rather give him the truma and not the tevel. Obviously, these are two distinct opinions. What's this for? Omer Rabbi. So Rabbi now limits the machlekes. Heicha de efshir b'chulin de kuli amalei pligi de masakninen lei umasvinen lei. If you're able to give him chulin only, what does he mean chulin only? Let's assume that the amount of tevel moshel is echvais 10 bushels. After you take off in the 10 bushels, the truma, mit the maaserishon, mit the maasersheni, or the maaserani, you've taken all of the hafrashos, you have left now 8 bushels, 7.5 bushels, whatever you have left. If that remaining 7.5, 8 bushels is sufficient to keep this guy going, avad, everybody agrees, misaknina lei, give the truma, give the maaser, and give him whatever is left over, which is now brand new chulin, because Baruch Hashem will have a refuah. You feed it to him. Keep the machloikis is bidloy avsher bechulin. That unfortunately there's so little. There's lemoshel only 2 bushels of tevel. So after you give your trumas and maizers and everything else, you're only left with chvais 1.5 or 1 bushel. That's not enough. He won't be able to live with 1 bushel. It's an ishgenuk. So oibazoi, to be able to keep him alive, you're going to have to feed him not only this bushel of tevel, but the other bushel now of truma mit the maaser and the maaser sheni, you're going to have to feed him the whole
kitten. Chulin, you mean, he really did, it's chulin.
It wasn't chulin yet. We have tevel in front of us and we have truma in front of us.
Even if you take it, it still wouldn't be enough.
Exactly. That's what Rabbi is saying. Heicha de'efshe b'chulin, that if I had enough tevel, that after I do all of my hafrashos, the remaining chulin would be enough to keep him alive. Avada misaknina lay, like Barry said, go and be misakin, masvina lay, and give him the chulin, and don't give him the truma, and don't give him the maisers, just go and give him the chulin. The problem is that there's so little tevel over here that even after I give all the afroshes, there's so little tevel that after I give my afroshes, trumas and meiser. If I say, okay, now eat the chulin is not enough to keep him alive. He's going to have to eat the rest. Oh, so what's better? Should I go and be a daim, go and create now new truma and give him the chulin and give him the whole thing? Or just leave it in its tevel state that it was before? Mar sovar, tevel chomor. One man the yomah says, you know what? Tevel is worse. Give him to eat the truma. Umar sava truma chamor. The other one says that truma is worse. Give him to eat the tevel. What's this for? Mar sava tevel chamor. Aba truma chazil lekoyin. Tevel is taka big yisur. Tevel and truma, by the way, both of them is misa bidei shemoyim. So why do I prefer one over the other? So he says that tevel is the worst. Because truma, at least all the kahanim can go and eat it. Kahanim is only 5%, 10% of Klal Yisrael, but the 5 or 10%, they can all eat it. But tevel, nobody's allowed to eat. So you see, tevel is mucham. Umar sabat truma chamura. Avot tevel, efshel it's kunai. Truma is there chamur because a zor, even if he pays $5,000 to the rabbi, cannot become a kohen. But only the kahanim. Mashenke tevel. Go and do your quick tikkun, and it's a mitzvah. It depends too. Anyway, so that's what Rabbi is saying. Hopefully that addresses your question, Barry. And Zoki Maria. So Rabbi said, Efshe b'chulin, if you can be mesakin it, and give him only to eat chulin, Zokta, then don't give him the tevel, don't give him the truma, rather be mafresh and take off the truma and maiser and give him chulin. What does Rabbi have to tell us? If there's enough left of chulin after I mafresh my trumas and maises, I've got to be mafresh and give him chulin. What's the shaila? Well, it's richa b'shabbos. We're talking about b'shabbos. You should also be mafresh the trumas and maises. Freitimor b'shabbos, not b'pshit, of course. What's the whole problem of being mafresh trumas and maises b'shabbos? Says Gemara, tiltil derabanan hu. This is what the Gemara says on occasion. Other times the Gemara says it's not al tiltil, but because it's
Mesakin.
It looks like a tikkun mana. It's not mamish a tikkun mana. You're not banging it with a nail and hammer and all the rest. Slide. But midrabanan, we call it a tikkun mana because until now you couldn't eat it, and now after your mafresh trumas and maaser, you will be able to eat it. Hai says it be a tikkun mana. There's a machloikis in the Gemara between two amiroim whether it's the tikkun mana chash or the tiltu chash. But Ein Gemara says regardless, the maaser is midrabanan. Since it's only midrabanan, and this guy Nebuch is pikuach nefesh, is v'shteitzach. We should be mafresh and be over the drabanan and let him go and eat. We shouldn't have a pikuach nefesh. If the more hachem hayaskinan. It's talking about the tevua that we're talking about, these bushels of wheat. We're only mechuyav in trumas and maizes midrabanan. Why? I, the Torah says, dog and tirish v'yitzar is mechuyav min ha-Torah. Because it's talking about be'otit she'enu nokov. In a flower pot that had no hole on the bottom, and therefore it was not, there was no yinika from the karka, so it was a mobile, it was a metaltalin type of karka, not a mechubedika karka, and therefore midrabanan, you're mechuyev, but not minatoyre. Minatoyre, you're only mechuyev if there's nourishment from the ground. Here there's no nourishment from the ground, it's only mechuyev midrabanan. Aha. So therefore, I am now in a quandary. On the one hand, I have tevel. This tevel, however, is only adara bonandika tevel. So you're going to say, it's Shabbos, let's be mafresh the tumas and maises, because that's drabanan. So you're going to be oiver drabanan only because of the isa drabanan. So that's my quandary. Should I rather have now the tevel, which is drabanan, eat it that way? Or like a shevi al taisa, it's drabanan, okay, but eat it. Or maybe I should go be mesak in this tevel so that it should be now chulin, but the whole tevel is only drabanan. And if I'm going to be mesak in on Shabbos, I'm going to be oiver drabanan when I'm being mesak in it. Either I'll tiltel or I'll stick in mana. So that's the shaila.
And the truma is also only truma drabanan.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly right. Is mar sava tevel chama, mar sava truma chamura. That's now the machloikis. And the machloikis is, on Shabbos, what am I better off in doing? Should I rather have him being mafresh the tevel and be oiver drabanan? Or should I be better off eating the tevel or eating the truma, which is anyway only drabanan? That's what Rabbi said in the Amud Aleph. Efshe b'chulin, if you can go and be mesakin it, rather be mesakin it and go and eat the chulin. Yes,
what's the kalam? What's the kavod? Both drabanan. Drabanan, we don't have Kalin covered in Durabonans.
Right.
So it's not like Malkus versus Nisim Dejamayim versus...
Right. So what's the Svara? Why should I say you should be Misakin and maybe you should just go and eat the Tevel? And both of them are Durabonan.
Right.
So Rashi... Anai Gzeira, which we're going to see in the Gemara another few lines. The Gzeira is if I'm going to allow him to eat this dog and Drabonan, which is Tevel Drabonan, that people are going to make a mistake. And next time when there's such a thing, they're going to allow him to go and eat Tevel D'Oraisa. Because the average individual doesn't know the difference between an Otzitz Nokov or it's an Otzitz She'ein a Nokov. As far as he's concerned, this grew. It's an Eretz Yisrael. We have to give Trumas a Mises. He doesn't know D'Oraisa, Drabonan. He just knows that this guy who's not feeling well, they said, you know what, let him eat this tevel the way it is.
It's a very good answer, but it's not Machilim HaKalakal Kodem, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a different answer.
It's Altsik Zayda. I agree with you. Only Morris just for entering the Kasha. Efshe b'chulin, pshita v'shteitzach, you should be mafrish. Morris is talking about a Shabbos. That's the Kiddush. Faiti Morris, it's also Drabonan.
It's a little different. He answered that even though it's all Drabonans, but since they gave it a shame tevel, and this is a shame truma, it has to do with which is considered more chomer in general.
Right.
That might be a tevel.
Okay. Well, you're going to have your svar in another few lines. Yomar is going to use your svar too. If you look at the Rashi, three lines from the top. Now there's no toises here, so it's on the right-hand side. The third line, but after she'en a knock of zuk Rashi, the tevel shaloi midrabanan. Ushvus tavroshes maises b'shabes is dirabonon. So why is this dirabonon any better than the other frank tachshol? Ashminan shiyidcha hashvus v'lo yachilu tevel dirabonon. To osel mishri nami tevel d'oiraisa ki aigavda. So you see, your kasher Reb Shaul, and the Gemara Rashi gives a teretz that by tevel, even though both of that drabonon, and if anything, I should say, Shevi al Taisa, don't do anything, just give him the tevel. Rather, I should be over be a daim and issa drabonon. That would make more sense. Nay, if I give him tevel drabonon, next time they'll give him tevel d'araisa, and that, of course, is much more chomer. It's al tzdei gzeira. Don't give him tevel, rather be mafresh. So, Gemara Leib Tanoim, let's say that what you're talking about, that's a machloikis Tanoim. This sign we learned in the Braisa. Someone that Chas V'Shalom got a snake bite. We can have the roife come from far away, even though he'll be over on Isser Techumin. Currently, it's a Tanagoilis, we can go and cut open. We're not talking about shechting. Tear apart the Tanagoilis. Why would I go and tear apart the Tanagoilis? Zokt Rashi, because they would go and take from some of their Tanagoilis. I don't know, maybe from the blood, maybe from the liver, Achvayshish from Vuz, but they would take that apart. Losei Salamaka, Shizuhi Rufu Asai. This is a good antidote against a snake bite, to go and cut open a Tanagoilis and put part of it on the Mokim, on the snake bite. And the Goizen Loi Esa Creation. Vuzai's Creation. Creation in English heist leaks, exactly. The Goizen Lo Yelada go and cut leaks, says Rashi, min ha-b'chuber, even though this is Mamish, this is the Raisa of Koitze, Yelada do it. It's like, Pikuach Nefesh, he got a snake bite. Umachin Oisoi, and we allow him to go and eat even Tevel, the Ein Tzarech La'asa, you don't have to give Maisa, Divrei Rabbi. So Rabbi says, you do not have to give Maisa. Okay, you don't have to go and give Maisa. Reb Luzer, Reb Shimon, Oimer, Lo Yoichel Ad Shia Aser. No, you better give Maiser. Lema, let us say that Rabba said before, that you have to, that Efshe B'chulin, that you should give Maiser. Name Reb Luzer, Reb Shimon, Heva Lo Yoichel Rabbi. Let's say it goes according to Reb Luzer, Reb Shimon, and not according to Rabbi. Now what does this have to do with the Gemara before? The parallel of the two Gemaras is, because before the Gemara said, we're talking about Trumois and Tevel Midrabanan. Why was it Midrabanan? Even though you're talking about Dogon, but it wasn't growing from the ground, it was growing from the Otter She'en Enokov. That's Drabanan. Here we're talking about creation. Creation is leeks. Kuliyama Moy, the leeks is not part of the Dogon, Tiroish, or Yitzhar family unit. And therefore, it's also dirabonan. Just like Rabbi said a moment ago, that when I have tevel dirabonan, I should be mafresh trumas and maisres. So who here we're talking about creation, which is also dirabonan? Who's the one that holds that way? Reb Lozer Bshimon. He also says lo yoichal ad she'asa. You have to give trumas and maisres. So name Reb Lozer Bshimon. He v'le Rabbi is lechoyre Rabbi that said before be mafresh the trumas and maisres from tevel dirabonan. He agrees to the blows of Reb Shimon that holds that you have to be mafresh lo yoichel ad she'yaser. Mashen Kid Rebbe said, eat and don't give maaser. L'choy is good. Is it good that Rab is only according to Rab Shimon, not according to Rabbi? Everyone for the time of Rabbi, no, go according to Rabbi also. Ad kan like Amar Rabbi Hossam. When did Rabbi say his halacha that ain't tzarech la'aser Hossam el inyan ma'isi yerek Rabbanon? We're talking about creation leaks. Every child knows that there is no din of leaks of trumas and ma'isis men ha'toira, no din of tevel. So no dogan tirish v'yitzar. Leeks is nishka dogan. It's not grain. It's not wine. And it's not olives. It's not olive oil. It's a chadova posh. It's rabban. Have a maisa dogan. The tevel diaraisahu. Maisa dogan where? In an otzitz hanokuv or in the ground. It's a chavada din diaraisa. I feel a Rebbe moida. Even Rebbe will be moida. Why would be moida? So now the Gemara quotes the Rashi from before. The sharisa lebi otzitz ain't hanokuv. If you're going to allow him to go and eat tevel dirabonon, then he's going to eat tevel diaraisa. See, that's where Rashi takes it from this shtickle Gemara. Or Gemara took it from Rashi. But the point is that there is such a svara. I'd rather have him be over the Isser Dirabonan of being Mesakin Mona or of Tiltel and giving the Tumas of Maisers rather than eating the Tevel Dirabonan. But only such a Tevel Dirabonan, which is Ossi, to make a mistake and to be Toya to eat later on another time Tevel Diraisa. But if you're going to be Mata Tevel of creation, nah! Nobody's going to make a mistake and say, from creation you're allowed to go and give Tumas of Maisers from Dogon, because everybody knows the difference between leek and between wheat, and between barley, etc. Okay, now we go on a bissel agada tzedik. I mean, it's a halacha dik and also agada tzedik, as you'll see. Turn about. Mishach the bulmus, a person chas v'shalom has this machel as machla of bulmus. Bulmus, remember, is a terrible sickness because of hunger and starvation. What's the halacha? Machin oisid dvash. The best remedy for bulmus is to give him sweets. Give him honey, give him other types of sweets. That would be meir ma'or enef shel adam. Even though I don't have a befeish raya, what's the zecher? Everybody knows the famous pasuk about Yoinasan, that Shaul HaMelech was leading the war and he said, Chevra, we have to win this war. I don't want anybody to take lunch breaks, no coffee breaks. We're all going to fast for the rest of the day, and we're going to win this war. Yoinasan, however, had not heard this proclamation of his father.
He was in the fields, exactly.
And he lost his, unfortunately, his cell phone fell off, and the BlackBerry wasn't working, and he didn't get the facts. Lamaisa didn't know that his father had given this gzeira, and he ate. How did he eat it? Says he took a matah and then he stuck it a little bit into a little bit of honey and he ate it. And he felt much better. And afterwards, the Olam said to him, "You didn't hear your father. So he said, "Reuna ki oiru einai ki ta'amti ma'at dvash hazeh." He was saying, "I don't understand this gzeira. It would be much better that everybody should eat, because if they'd eat, they'd reinvigorate themselves, they'd re-strengthen themselves, they would go and recharge their batteries, and be much stronger to fight in this mukham." That's why Yonis and Yuzat. Anyway, but what do I see from that pasuk? That he was toying a bit of dvash, and he got back all his koiches, ki oiru einai. Is that a freit imora? Or mayav bishen raila dova? This is a good raya. This is not a remez with a gematria. The state that beferish, that he ate dvash and oiru einav. If he wanted to have some la, bulmus achsei. Yeah, there he was taka hungry, but he didn't have bulmus. We're trying to bring a raya that mina mesika helps to be mayor ma'or einav shal odom of a person that has bulmus. Fenem ishinish karaya. Yeah, it's a nice smach. Yo, this is good. Azaych ledova, karay ledova is his nish because he didn't have bulmus. Amar Abaye, lo yishna that we say that sweets helps. Lo yishna ali achar achila. Avakoinim achila migregar. That's after you give him something normal to eat. Then for dessert, you can go and give him sweets. But if you're going to start off with sweets, it's only going to get worse. Migregar means it's going to make him even more hungry than he was until now. It says in the pasuk, "Him to ish mitzvah basada." V'yichu oisay el David. They took him to David. V'yitnu loy lechem. First, they gave him bread. V'yoychal. V'yashku ma'im. They gave him to drink water. V'yitnu loy. And after that, they gave him a pelech tevela ushneitzi mukin. V'yoychal. And then v'toshav ruchay elav klei ochal lechem loyshosamayim shloish yom shloish leilas. This guy is never was starving. 3 days straight and 3 nights straight at garnish kahatzesim. But what did they give him first? First, they gave him the lechem, and then they gave him the sweets of the pelech Vela and the Shnei Tzimukim, but they didn't give that at the beginning. Because if they give it that at the beginning, it would not have finished off.
So they're assuming he had bulmus, this guy?
Yeah, that's what we're assuming. We're assuming the 3 days and three nights he had b'chinas bulmus. And therefore, if we'd given the pelach dveil shnei tzimukim at the outset, that might have only irritated or infuriated or exacerbated the situation. He would have been even more hungry. First he gave him the bread and the water. Now at the Shonabissel to click the neshama, and now you can go and give him the sweets. So that's what Abai is saying is La'achar achila b'nat lefnech. Amr nachman mishmul. Mi she'ochsei bulmes machilin oisei aliyah bidvash. You know, the best antidote is to give him aliyah. As you know, aliyah means the fatty tail of the keves of the sheep that has nice and fat. So the mas and b'yidah ben besedim et degoy by korban pesach. Anyway, lemaisa, this is very gishmak. This the juices
dvash,
and,
he's telling you how to cook
and put into dvash into honey. The combination of the two, this is the best zach. What happens if you don't have such an aliyah? After the kibbutz dvash, the ikar is the dvash. So as long as you have soilus nakia, which means good flour, nice white seminal flour from a good wheat. Also good in dvash. The pop arma fellow kim chidasari bedivsha. The ikras of the dvash. Even if you have coarse and gross barley, as we know, barley is much more gross and coarse than is fine wheat. Also good. The ikar ingredient is the dvash. You give him the dvash, the mina masika, that will take away the bumas. I myself, Rachmon Litzlan, one time had bulmus. The Ratzi and I ran l'mizrocha shel te'ena, to the east side of a fig tree. Why to the east side of a fig tree? Because that's where the shemesh comes up every morning, and so therefore, on the eastern side of the tree, the te'enim are much more ripened and much sweeter than the te'ena on the other side of the tree. Because every single day, when the sun comes up with alekeches, it's always on the eastern side, and it goes and beats down on this fig tree. So all of the figs on that side become good and sweet. As a result of this chachma, Baruch Hashem, I had chiyus, I was able to exist. The Tanner of Yosef, if you want to taste a real good geshmak, a good fig, which is nice and sweet and good, don't go to the western side of the tree. Yifma Mizrachi, you should go to the eastern side of the tree. Shenemar, umi meged, tavuais, shamesh, meged. The real delicacy of the fig tree is when it's shemesh, it has the benefit of all the heat and the sun beating down on it. That makes it gishmak. Mi meged, mamish Rashi said, mi meged from Lashon madanim. It becomes a real delicacy. The beautiful Rabbi Yosi, have a ka'azi ba'orcha. We're going on the way. Achse bulmus l'Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda Nebuch became crank from bulmus. In other words, he hadn't eaten for a while. Kapche l'roya achle l'rifta. So they came upon a shepherd, and the shepherd had some meager food to eat. He went and took away from the roya the food that the roya had. Now the Gemara doesn't say anything more than that. It's mashma that he stole from the roya. And in fact, omelei Reb Yosi ki pachta es haroya. You went and stole from the Roya. However, the Binyan Tzion, which is written by the Orach Laner, he says, he brings rayas from other Gemaras, that Avada, there's a din of Tashlumin, that although you're allowed to save your life, the Momin Shel Chaveroi, but you have to go and pay him and compensate him for. So he says, you have to assume Avada, that although Reb Yehuda took away the food to save his life, he paid him for it. But the Gemara doesn't go into it because the Gemara is not talking about Hilchas Choshe Mishpah, but it's a double posh. Omle Rabbi Yosi says, Kepachtas Roya, Lamaisi took away from the Roya his food. Kimot Lamasa, when they came to the Shtot, perhaps a day or two later, Achse Bumas Rabbi Yosi, and Nebuch Rabbi Yosi Nebuch was starving. Ahadru Bilgi Vitzoy, the people who lived in the town, when they heard that Nebuch Rabbi Yosi had Bumas, they all quickly came out and they gave him Bilgi. Bilgi is similar to the word bagels, but it doesn't mean bagels. Bilgi rather means, Rashi says, jugs or containers of dvash, like we had until now, of the sweet honey. And ke'orois, tsoi means, ke'orois means plates of all different types of tashim, all different types of foods. So in other words, they really fed him gishmak, like a royal feast, mit bilgi, mit tsoi. So now Rabbi Yehuda kind of took a little bit of verbal revenge, because Rabbi Yosi said, you took away the food from the Roya. He says, yeah, I took away the food from the Roya. You took all the food from the whole city you took away, because Nebuch, everybody had to give up their delicious delicacies to go and feed me.
What's
Kipachti?
Deprived.
Deprived. Oh, you deprived him. Visu. Rav Meir, since we spoke about a story of Rabbi Yosef and Yehuda going on a derech, now we tell another story, totally unrelated, but also the Surah of Meir, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef have a kazi ba'orcha, they were traveling together. Rav Meir have a dayik b'shma. Rav Meir, when he would want to know whether somebody is trustworthy or somebody is good, bad, he would always ask him, what's your name? Because he felt that in the name you have at least some sort of remez, whether this guy is a good guy or a bad guy. Okay. So they didn't care about names. They said bah, 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 and they were not medactic. They came to a place. All these people are traveling together. They arrive in a town. They needed an inn to sleep overnight. So they came to a particular inn and they said, yeah, we have room for you, no problem. So they asked them, by the way, Mr. Innkeeper, what's your name? She said, Kidar, my name is Mr. Kidar. Omar said Rameyah to himself, he didn't verbalize it, he's now being Mahar Belev, he's saying, Shema mina Adam Rashahu, this Mr. Kidar cannot be trusted. Why not? Why not? Shnemet says in the Pasik, Ki Dor Tapucha Yisayma. As we stated in Pasik.
Remez.
And the Pasik continues on, Bonim Loi Eimun Bam. These are Bonim that they're not trustworthy. These are Dor Ki Dor Tapucha Yisayma, Nebuch and Faker to mention, and therefore whatever they say, they're dishonest and it's fraud, I don't trust it. But he didn't say anything, he just kept that to himself. Now it's Erev Shabbos, it's before the Zman. They go downstairs, they say, hey, there are no safes in the room. So Kidar says, no problem. I have your safe down below, safe deposit. You can put all your possessions and all your belongings, your wallets, whatever, leave it there and everything will be fine. So they gave him their wallets and whatever precious valuables that they had to put it in the safe deposit downstairs in the lobby by Mr. Kidar. Ramei said, give him this. I don't trust him. Kidar tapucha seima, bonim le'imunba. But what did Ramei do with his wallet? He couldn't just leave it around. It's also, see, put it in the best hiding place. He went into the cemetery, found Mr. Kidor's father, whoever Kidor's father was, and he put it there in Kidor's father's caver, hoping and assuming that nobody's going to come there to go and take away his wallet. That night, Friday night, Kidor's father came to his son, Kidor, and he said to his son, do me a favor, I'm getting a headache. The whole night I have this big wallet on top of my head. Get it off because I'm getting a headache. Come in the free, go and take off this what? The next day, the three rabbis come down to the lobby. They're all going to shul. Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yosi. It's Omelahu, says Kidar says, you know, good morning, rabbis. Maybe you can explain to me what happened. Last night, Hachi is coming to Mechal Moy. Perhaps that's a funny cholim that in the cemetery, my father's complaining that he has a load on his head. He has such a headache. What's going on over here? It's Amrulay, so then Remeir trying to be doichim. Remeir was afraid that if he really believes this dream, then he's going to go into the cemetery, he's going to find Remeir's wallet, and he's going to take the wallet away. So he told him, come on, Chamud Mei Shimshi, Lesbu Mamashasha. Any Friday night cholim is not trustworthy. Why is it trustworthy? Says Rashi, if you look at Rashi in the left-hand margin, about 10 lines in, the Beis Shimshi shall Arvei Shabbosis. Arvei Shabbosis means from Leil Shabbos, from Friday night. Lesbu Mamasha Mitrech Sheodam Bimenucha. Since person on Shabbos sleeps fitfully the whole week, the person is constantly tense. I have to get up in the morning, make sure that blah 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 blah. But Shabbos people have more menucha, maharher. So therefore, he has a better chance that his mind starts dreaming. For Roya Chaloymes, and he starts seeing all these crazy dreams. So Remeir wanted to go and prevent him from going to the cemetery. He says, come on, it's Narish. Don't listen to the silly dream. That's what he told. Anyway, Ozler Meir and Nuchan Davinin, what did he do? For Natre Kuliyam, he went to the cemetery and he stood outside to make sure that neither Kidor or anybody else gets anywhere near that grave, because then if he loses his wallet, it'll be a very grave situation. So therefore, he was Ashoimer Agantetog. Some of you was, of course, learning the Daf Balpen, things like that. Not within 4 amas of a cave. Yeah. Anyway, but I say, and then Matzah Shabbos, after Shabbos is over, he picked up his wallet and he brought it back home. Good. Back to the inn, in other words. Lamocha now is Sunday morning. Everybody wants to now leave because they're moving on to the next shtetl. Omrulay, so they say now to Kidar, Havlan Kisa, in other words, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda that left their kiss there in the safe deposit downstairs, please give us back our wallets. Did you have a receipt? Where? How do you have? It was right before Shabbos. I couldn't ask for a receipt. No, no tiki, no washi. You didn't give me anything. I don't know what you're talking about. Nishda. And of course, you can imagine Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef were furious. This guy is denying that they left these kisai, but they have no proof. The Kidar is not responsible, he's not reliable as a gun of the Kidar. It's Amrulay, so they said back to the mayor, why didn't you tell us about this? Why didn't you tell us Kidar Tapuchai Saiman that you have to medaik Bishma? Amulahus, he said them back. I would never go and say that anybody by the name of Kidar automatically put him in jail. What I said is, you gotta be careful. You have to be choishish. The name doesn't sound good, and therefore shushmeknish. But I didn't chas chasham. I can't go and say that he's a Russia. But I'm telling you, you gotta be medayik mishmo. You gotta be
lemechash.
You gotta mechash. Kabdei v'chashdei. You gotta be scared. Okay. Anyway, of course, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef wanted to get their money back. What did they do? Meshchu. They schlepped this guy by lu lechanuta, and they took this Mr. Kidar to the chanut. Chanut doesn't here mean a store. It means the liquor store, or means to the bar. And they figured he's going to start drinking. Nichnas yayin yotze soid, and they'll be able to figure it out. So matim yishlep to the bar. Anyway, either before or after he began drinking, chazu talfachi ashvame. They saw the remnants, the residue of talfachi are lentils, ashvame, on his mustache. And therefore they realized that he must have eaten lentils this morning or this afternoon, and that's why he has these residue of lentils on his mustache. As soon as they saw that, Oslo v'yavu simnul debisu, they immediately sent a message to Mrs. Kidar that Mr. Kidar said you can now give back the kisim to the rabban and give them back their wallets. She's going to say, how do I know that my husband said that? Your husband sent a simon. The simon was, he said, I ate lentils for lunch. Oh, how would anybody know that he ate lentils for lunch? Only my husband knows that. Mushtuch zayin that Itaka sent this messenger to send back the money, the shaklu l'kisayu, and Itaka took the kisayim, they took it back, the aisu, and they gave it to the rabbis, to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Ozel iu, as soon as he came back home, and he said, Mrs. Kidar, no, the rabbis left, let's take out their valuables, let's take out their possessions. She said, what do you mean? I gave it back, because you say, met the lentils, met the simen. A lentil simen, mishta mashigina, the katli itse, and he went and killed his wife. Says Himara, hainu, here it says it not, it's really the sanya, that's why it says in the braisa, mayim rishoinim hechilu bosa chazir, mayim achroinim horgo es anofish. What does the Gemara mean? The mayim rishoinim, the Gemara doesn't tell us the story, but Rashi tells us the story, that there was a yid that owned a restaurant. And when Jews would come into the restaurant, he would feed them, of course, macholim mutarim, kshedim, mahadrim and mahadrim, with the best hashgachas. He'd make sure that Rabbi Harry Cohen gave hashgach on it. He would make sure that it was really, really kosher. Guess what? If a goy came in, he said, no, a goy, I can give him chazaflesh and all that. That's the chagoy. So he gave him ala macholis asuris. Guess what happened? A yid came in, but unfortunately he didn't wash his hands to eat bread. So what did the restaurateur assume? And Mr. Zanagoy, well, yid esther ho and tavash in the hand. We're not talking about nowadays, unfortunately. In those days, either you were a yid or a goy, there was no gray area in between. And if this guy didn't wash his hands, it's a chasimen that he's a goy. So guess what happens? So after the metingim to ask an alamina chazarai, and then subsequently, I'm sorry?
Literally chazarai.
Mamish literally chazarai. look.
That's a chazarai.
100%. Look at Rashi. Rashi's about halfway in the middle of the left-hand side of the Rashi. Mayim rishon mechilu bosa chazir. Pundak Yisrael hoye moichel Yisrael dvor mamuturim. Umachilam. Umoichel anachrim bosa chazir mavushel. Like you said, literally chazir. Boy Yisrael pundak v'ra'ohu shleinotel yodov kishehesev lechel v'nosin lefonav baser chazir. So therefore, Zoktach the Braisa, as a result of the failure to wash mayim rishonim, hechilu baser chazir, they gave nebuch to this yid baser chazir. So therefore, make sure to wash your hands before the meal, otherwise you might eat a baser chazir. Mayim achroinim horgus anofish. What's mayim achroinim horgus anofish? Continue on the next Rashi. That's why we're bringing this brisa. Zui isho shozeh. This is the Mrs. Kidar. She'ilu notel mayim achroinim. If Mr. Kidar had washed mayim achroinim, derech hanotlim yadayim, not only to wash your fingers, but then kanech eshvafam b'yadayim toivchois. After they wash their fingers with the mayim achroinim, after that they smear on their lips to go and wash off any residue on the lips and on the mustaches. And then you wouldn't be able to see any lentils. But because Mr. Kida wasn't marked on Mayim Achroinim, and he didn't watch it.
For sure,
so maybe even the Goyim made Mayim Achroinim, because remember, Mayim Achroinim wasn't a Jewish rule. It had to do with the fact that they had the Melech Sodomis. And therefore, presumably, Goyim also knew that this was a Sakana, and they washed it. Wait, so, okay.
It's not a Jewish rule today either.
Whether it is or not, it's not the Nafkimina, but what's relevant is that Mr. Kido did not wash Mayim Achroinim, and therefore, as a result, he killed his wife. Oh, besides, but now they learned their lesson, says the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, based on what happened, now they learned the lesson. From now on, Abadaiki Bishma, they were medactic in the name of the innkeeper or whoever. So, in fact, Yimotelhu Beisa, they came now in the next town to another house, and presumably they were thinking of staying there, and they asked them, what's your name? My name is Bala. The Hubeisa, Dishmei Bala, Mr. Bala was the one in charge of that house. Loi Ailu Legabe, they're saying, we're not going into this house. Why? Because this is a house of disrepute, or of ill repute. Amri, they said, Shmamina Roshu em Mizana Roshu. The Amala Bala Niufim, that in this place of Bala Chas Hashem, there's Niuf Chas Hashem, who knows what's going on, Znus, etc. And Imar brings yet another pasuk. Kimoi, achri beloisi hoisali etna. What means beloisi? Kaloimar zikna b'neufim. Even though beloisi, even though I've become old. So the Sari Menu is saying, achri beloisi, now that I'm old and worn out, hoisali etna, now I'm going to get back my menstrual periods, I'll be able to have children, etc. I'm going to become young again. So what do we see that the word bala means? Shen alt. Kaloimar, so back to this pasuk, amala bala neufim. That what? Zikena, even though this is a Mr. Bala or Mrs. Bala, already old, nevertheless, they're still oisik in Neof in Znus, and therefore they knew this is not the place to go because it's the place of Bala. They're now bindaktik beishma. Before we finish the Gemara, I just wanted to point out in yesterday's Gemara, we learned about this Ubra that on Yom Kippur had to go and eat. They told Rabbi. Rabbi said, Loch Shalah, go and whisper in the ear to the mommy, today is Yom Kippur. Lechoy Shalah ve'ilchesha, and Baruch Hashem, the child didn't need to eat. Kari Alei b'tei matzorach v'beten, and nothing, you know, who came out of this? It was Rabbi Yochanan. So Barry points out that in Mesechtas Kedushin, Adaf Lamed Aleph, it said that we shouldn't think that this is Stam Epsamas Shoya. The truth of the matter is, when Rabbi Yochanan was born, his mother was so frail and so fragile, she died in childbirth when Rabbi Yochanan was born. So Take, on this Yom Kippur, it would have been tremendous pikuach nefesh for the mother. Nebuch, she is in labor, or she's at least she's pregnant, and the child says, I have to go and eat. And Rabbi said, Ilchashallah, go and say, today's Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yochanan listened, and therefore the mother didn't eat. And Baruch Hashem, she survived Yom Kippur, and presumably she survived another month, or two, or three, or four. But eventually, when Rabbi Yochanan was taken born, she was so frail and fragile, she died in childbirth. As I state in the Gemara, Maseches Kiddushin, Yashakoyach, Barry, for pointing this out. Have a wonderful day.